KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, W4DJW. Good afternoon. Yeah, it's 2 minutes afternoon.
How about that? Yes, sir, and I'm going to pick up pizza for all the guys. I got a bunch of guys up there at the man cave. We're building our plastic today. But I just wanted to let you know, I got that thing back to the house last night, and I was so tired, so scrambled up after eating and all that stuff. I didn't even look at it till early this morning, but I got it early this morning, and the instructions from the radio and the instructions from the receiver are congruent. They're the same. So this afternoon, probably about 3 o'clock, I'm going to try to bind that puppy up. And it looks just about straightforward, like you had described. Hoping that that's going to bind up properly, and I'm going to be ready to go for Friday.
Yeah, that should go seamlessly. They're both access. So first you register it, then you bind it. And the registration needs the button pushed while you put the power on to the receiver. And the binding does not need that to happen. So it's pretty straightforward and simple. Sometimes I have to hit it twice, but never more than that.
And it's going to just, be a straight flush and go right through. So, anyhow, I've already got everything else programmed, so I'm looking forward to Friday morning. I was tempted to go ahead and put that receiver over in that new Cessna, but hey, I'll wait till the other two come and get you fixed back up, and I'll put that in the Cessna probably Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
That sounds good. One step at a time. That doesn't hurt anything. But I don't think you'll have any problem with it. That monitor, I've been looking at it. I got it working. I got the video transmitter in place. It's down to 25 milliwatts, and I've got a fan blowing on it so that it stays cool while I set everything up. The monitor is a 10.1-inch monitor. I didn't realize it was that big, but it's about twice the size of that other one we were looking at, the 2.4 gigahertz, the 5.8. So I'm hoping I've got to put a back support on it because it's big on the tripod. And if you shake it a little bit, the monitor kind of wobbles up there. So I've got to do something to sturdy that up, like a triangle brace down the back. I'm building that in the CAD CAM software now. Then I'll machine that this afternoon after my session with the recruiters here in about 25 minutes. And I should be able to machine that stuff out and put it together and be able to have it strong enough to go out to the airfield and do some flying with goggles. I haven't done that in 5 years.
That sounds great. Now, you're going to fly with the goggles. You're going to want to have a spotter, aren't you?
Yeah, and that's why I got the monitor. The monitor is basically for you. It's got diversity receivers, so there's two receivers inside the monitor. And it's got two separate antennas, and it's going to pick up on the best one. And we'll start off with 25 milliwatts out of the transmitter, the video transmitter, and we'll see how far that goes. And then we'll come back, we'll figure that out, and then we'll come back. And I'll have the goggles on. And you'll be receiving with diversity receive on the monitor, and I'll be receiving with the goggles. And you'll have line of sight, too, because you don't have goggles on. Then we'll come back. We'll bump up the power. We'll do it again, and we'll see how far out we can go. You get about, last time I flew, I got 19 minutes on one battery pack.
That was something I was going to ask you. Now, these things are all very, very low power, but it is a quadcopter. And I was just going to ask you how big a battery you're having to use to operate this thing. How big is it?
I've got three different sizes for three different reasons. 3.3 amp hours or 3,300 milliamp hours, a 5,200 milliamp hour, and a 5,400 milliamp hour. And they're all 4 cells. And when it's sitting still in the air and it's not doing anything, it's drawing 10 amps. That's a lot of current. It's burning through 10 amps a minute while it's up there. So that's while it's hovering. When you're in forward flight, it kind of drops down on the computer. You'll be able to see all of that on the screen. It has a milliamp hour consumption rate. And you'll see when you stop and you hover, it goes up. When you go into forward flight, it drops down a little bit. Anyway, it's a 5,400. So it's like two times your 2,600 packs.
Okay. Now, I know you gave consideration to CG, but I guess you just put it on a bubble balancer or something. How did you figure the point for weight distribution to mount your batteries?
So the back two motors are doing more of the heavy lifting than the front. The front two are like think about it like a canoe in the water. If you had four paddles, right? You got your front ones that you're paddling just a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right to steer it. And then you've got the back ones that are your power. That's the ones that are pushing. And the weight is on the back ones. And when you're in forward flight, you're lifting those up. And so now they're kind of heavy in the back end, but those props are working harder than the props in the front end. But that makes the props on the front end more sensitive, right? So when they change RPM, that's going to really change your direction a lot faster than it would if they were doing heavy lifting. If they're doing heavy lifting, they'd be kind of mushy. But since they're not, they're doing lightweight lifting, they're agile and faster. I don't know if that's what the guy that designed it, what's his name? The guy that did Team Black Sheep. It's the first guy that ever got fined by the FAA for flying over a city, and the city he flew over was New York City. And he got fined a really big fine, and he had to pay it. He's from England, but he didn't care. He makes so much off of selling Team Black Sheep stuff, he paid that fine like batting it. It's kind of like the guy that got the fine in the racing this weekend. I think he got a $55,000 fine because he was reckless coming into the pits because he was angry. He didn't care. Same deal here.
Okay, well, listen. Are you thinking still Friday morning?
So far, so good. It's been so far this week. It's been to where I could have done that any one of the days this week, and it wouldn't have been an issue. So, yeah. Yeah, we'll try it Friday morning. What time Friday morning do you think?
Get out there early because we've got less chance of wind. Now, you do know, did you get outside early this morning around 7:30?
I raised the garage door and walked out of the garage at 5:15, something like that. And it was, when I walked outside at 5:15, it was the transition from the temperature inside the house to the temperature outside was zero. You can either feel it's a cool morning or you can tell it's going to be hot and muggy. But this morning it was like nothing. You can step inside the house, outside the house, you couldn't feel any difference.
7:30, it was quite breezy. And I think right now we're still running about 4 with gusts to about 6. On that copter, is that going to be a consideration? What wind level do you want to be at?
Usually copters deal better with the wind than fixed-wing airplanes because they don't have so much surface area for the wind to kick around. The wind doesn't have anything to grab a hold of. And they've got that gyroscopic effect of those four blades that kind of keep it. It's like putting a wheel between your hands. I don't know if you've ever put a bicycle tire held it by the axle with your hands and spin it and then try to turn it and you can't turn it. Same thing, same effect with multirotors and the wind. They're lighter weight. They're smaller. A helicopter is a whole lot better, but there's nothing for the wind to grab a hold of, and they do have gyro effects. So they usually handle the wind better than airplanes.
Okay. Well, good enough then. Well, I've got to run in and pick this pizza up. And I tell you something, bud. The only thing that you got to worry about is they're going to want you to start on the 20th.
I don't know. Time will tell. I hope not. I want a break.
You can tell from what I'm saying, I believe you're pretty much a shoe-in on that situation. So, all right, well, listen, I got to run and get the pizza, 73. I will be in touch later this afternoon when you hear this little thing up around New Cut Road going, yee-haw, I got it. At least I hope so. All right, guys. W4DJW, KN4VWA, clear after you find.
All right, have a good one. Talk to you later. KM4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
Ginger OTR, mobile.
4HKX here.
Well, good afternoon, I guess. It's 12:16 and 53 seconds, by golly, already. So, how's your day going, Mr. Patrick?
Smooth as I would like for it to. Let's put it that way.
Well, why don't you just, you get a bad customer, just slap him around a little bit, and the next time you won't have a problem.
Problem with corporate is the issue today.
Maybe you better go to plan B. I don't know how to answer that one. I didn't very often have to deal with corporate.
I don't have to deal with them a whole lot either. But in this instance, I had to because I was writing a contract on a toolbox. And it has just been an absolute nightmare. I've been 3 hours trying to get this done.
I don't know what to say. That doesn't seem like that would be a problem. Of course, toolboxes are a little more pricey nowadays than they were in the old days.
But corporate's having computer issues, and they weren't receiving the contracts that I was transmitting to them like they were supposed to. So it's just been an ongoing battle to get it done this morning.
That would be frustrating. It's a beautiful day, very nice breeze in the Walmart parking lot, and I got out of there without getting run over. So there's a plus.
That's amazing to get out of a Walmart without something going on.
Mercedes here, ooh, and he's texting or something because he just went across the double yellow line twice now and going up a hill and another car was coming. He needs to pay attention to what he's doing.
Let me know how it works out for you, is all I can say.
Crossed the double yellow line 3-4 times now, and now he jerked it back over, and I don't know what in the world he's doing, but it ain't driving.
Loafing this morning or running errands?
Oh, I guess you would call it loafing. Spent about $50 on groceries at Aldi's, and actually at... Oh, there he did it again, head on with another car. And we went to Walmart and didn't spend anything. You can't beat a deal like that.
That trick.
I was looking for, what was it?
Jar lids.
Jar lids. And it's canning season, so you want to go to Ingles over here and check? Yes or no? Okay, she doubts they have any, so I guess we don't have to go to Ingles. Oh, she's been putting up quite a bit of pickles and raspberry jelly and peaches and tomatoes.
Sounds good. Yeah, canning, I used to do that with my grandma and my mom, but I don't do much of it now that they're both gone.
You are. Yeah, it's a lost art, I think, but you'd be surprised. A lot of people's doing it now, and wow, there's just too many cars too quick here in these curves today that aren't staying on their side. getting down here by Mr. Watson's house, and about another two blocks up ahead of us, we're coming up on the horse farm. Well, and I think we're going to drop by Mr. NUE's place there in a little bit.
Blue Tango.
Go ahead, Patrick, and pass it over to Mr. Rusty.
Rusty, and Tom Rusty, I'm going to go ahead and say 73s. the guy I'm meeting. He's pulling up now, so I'm going to go ahead and hop out of here. You gentlemen have a good day, Miss Bernice. You take care of Tom and try to keep him straight. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Bye, Patrick. Have a good day. W2T, go ahead, Tom.
I've just been to our favorite store, Aldi's, and over to Wally World. And I told Patrick we made it out of the Walmart parking lot in one piece, so that's a plus. Oh, here comes a fire truck. I think I'll give him the right of way, although he doesn't have red lights on. He's bigger than I am.
Usually a good idea, you know. They are larger, they are heavier, and, you know, they're made a lot more sturdier than that vehicle you were driving, I'm sure. And good morning to Bernice.
Good morning, Rusty.
And there's the War Department. And, did you see that picture on, about the only news we watch is Channel 21 over the air? Fox, the local stuff, and some old boy ran into a fire truck the other day that was parked in an accident. He lost that one.
See that, but I can imagine what that looks like. That's not a, that's about like many, many, many years ago when I was still living in Charleston and still doing shore patrol duty. We come back from, we were coming in, finishing up our route about 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, and this little sports car with a couple of young ladies come around us, went by us flying, hitting the high spots in the road, and unfortunately there was a tractor trailer sitting in a curve of the road further up. They didn't make the turn. Needless to say, it was not pretty.
Saw one of those this morning, Rusty. There was a stalled, you know, these big Strange Brothers trucks you see running around. I don't know what, how many tons they are, but they're quite a few. What'd you say?
Dump
trucks. There was one stalled, and some old boy hit it with a pickup on it, Bernice. I didn't see it. I was trying to cripple my way from the bedroom to the restroom. My back has been really bad. And I didn't look up in time, but she said that pickup truck was demolished.
I imagine it was. And, yeah, things like that. I saw something posted on a news site the other day. I was looking at something, and they had a picture of a little small car that was shoved up underneath the back end of a school bus by a guy in a Jeep who was not paying attention. He was texting and driving, and fortunately there was no passenger in the little car that was shoved underneath, because they wouldn't have made it. But the driver survived without a problem. So, minor scratches and bruises and things, but, you know, things like that just, I go down the road and I look over and I'm watching traffic around me, and I look over and there's this guy driving down the road, or somebody texting and everything else, and I think, oh, that's an accident waiting for a place to happen.
Well, I wish they would inhibit texting while people are moving. Well, he just done it again, and then he jerked it back in the other lane. I don't know if he's there. He did it again, drinking or vision problem or texting, and I would say texting. Got a big Mercedes SUV. I'm hoping he turns off pretty quick. Sure can't keep it between the lines. Well, what's your plan of the day today, Rusty?
Down here. I've already been out, cut down a couple of two or three small trees, and cleaned them and cut them down into pieces so I could throw them over in the woods, and got out and sprayed a bunch of weeds today to trying to get rid of some weeds, and just things outside. And then the heat started getting up, and I figured it was time for me to come on back in the house and not fight with that heat outside, even though I seemed to do pretty good on my stress test yesterday. You know, I'm not going to push things. It's I like being able to be around and see friends and do things, and hopefully I'm doing something to keep, you know, things going around here. So I'm going to sit here inside. I've got a bunch of computer work I got to do anyway, and everything. So I will take care of that. And I thought I had a phone call, but after one ring, the call hung up. So I don't know. Don't know. I'll find out. Anyway, I got a bunch of stuff to do here, so I got to write some stuff that we got to send out for our district for our competition. Things coming up. So that's the next thing on my plate, writing a epistle to be sent out to people, you know.
QSL. Well, that's good, Rusty. And I think taking it easy is a good thing. I tried to move a refrigerator this the other day, and that was a big mistake. It really caused me some very highly extreme pain, and that's what I get for being stupid. And, you know, there's no other word for it. When you screw up like that, you know better. shoot. Well, it's 81 degrees, and the humidity felt somewhat better this morning, although I didn't check it. And I think it's still going to get pretty warm. Looking at our grass, it's going like crazy. And we got stuff to put out on it, but I'm not going to ride on that riding lawnmower for a while. And there's no hurry. A couple of weeks won't make any difference one way or the other. We'll be out mobile later today, so maybe catch you then. You have a good day, Rusty. W2TN0LTR 73.
All right, you and Bernice, stay safe out there and be careful out in that heat. It's, I don't know what temp's supposed to get up to today, but it was already warm out there when I come in about 11:30 this morning. So, like I said, I'm going to spend some time in here, and about 2 o'clock, 2:30, I'll go fix me some lunch. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
It says 81, Rusty. I just looked it up. See you later. That sounds good. 73, N0TR.